The international agreement designed to limit Iran's nuclear capabilities to peaceful civilian purposes in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions will face a critical vote in the U.S. Congress sometime in September. Opponents of the accord are working hard to gain support in both the House and Senate. Legislators who want to derail the agreement must first get 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster by lawmakers who support the deal. But if they win that battle, opponents would still have to secure the votes cast by two-thirds of the lawmakers in both chambers in order to override a promised presidential veto. In this high-stakes debate, groups that oppose the nuclear agreement include the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, and their affiliated organization, Citizens for a Nuclear-Free Iran. These groups are expected to spend more than $40 million in advertising, social media, and direct mail to sway public opinion and pressure legislators. Into this volatile political environment, the Associated Press published a story on August 19th that erroneously reported that a side agreement between the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran allows the Islamic Republic to inspect its own Parchin military base. Although the AP later corrected their story, corporate and conservative media outlets repeated the flawed information far and wide. Your reporter spoke with Ben Norton, a freelance journalist and author of a recent article that examines the debunked myths disseminated in the U.S. media and the effect it's had on public support for the Iran nuclear agreement.
In my piece, I talk about like two main myths here. The first is that there are these secret side deals in the first place. I think it needs to be recognized that the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, noted in an official statement in July when the deal was first reached that it had made side deals with Iran. They were not secret side deals. They were side deals. And beyond that, even the fact that they were not secret does not in many ways stop detractors from claiming that this is, you know, some kind of, you know, capitulation to Iran. But actually, when you look at the semantics of these side deals and things like that, and when you look at the details, they're actually no different from the kinds of deals that the IAEA has made with other nations. And in fact, the director general of the IAEA, his name is Yukiya Amano, released a statement the day after the AP article was published and said that the side deals they made with Iran was just customary. It is the same kind of side deals the IAEA makes with any country in order to investigate a country's potentially confidential military technology and things like that. The IAEA has to speak with that country alone. They can't just release all that country's private information to the rest of the world. So from the beginning, this was already a fabricated controversy. But even worse than that was the AP story took these rumors, which were already not substantiated in the first place, and said that part of the so-called secret side deal, even though it wasn't secret, it was announced in July, part of this side deal was supposedly that Iran was given essentially the right to investigate itself at its Parchin military base. And in fact, what actually happened, what the IAEA has done, is they created a complex process. It's multi-tiered and has numerous levels of analysis and potentially even the involvement of U.S. nuclear scientists. And these different levels are going to be investigating in different labs. And one of the levels allows Iranian scientists to take samples of their own lab. So this was essentially distorted and taken out of context and kind of blown up to this fabricated controversy that says, oh no, Iran has these secret side deals we haven't heard about, and oh no, in these side deals, Iran was supposedly allowed to investigate itself. And it bears mentioning that AP edited the story that it published on the 19th of August. And if you look at the draft now, it does not have any of these previous accusations. So that is essentially an implicit admittance by AP that what it had reported was inaccurate.
Ben, just a final question. We only have a minute or two left. But it seems that when the nuclear agreement with Iran was first announced, it had pretty substantial public support here in the U.S. But I've seen recent public opinion polls where that support has slipped, and I'm sure in no small measure due to the $40 million being spent by opponents on these negative TV ads, encouraging the public to be skeptical and frightened of this deal. What can you tell us about this turnaround in public opinion?
Well, as you mentioned, one of the earliest polls, which was taken in late July, and the one that kind of circulated the most, found that 54% of Americans were in support of the deal and 38 were against, and 8 abstained. So that was very significant support. And as you mentioned, it has slipped since then for a variety of reasons, largely because of misinformation and such. So I think that alone shows that, you know, this misinformation is working. And we should recognize that a large amount of money is being funneled into this. I mentioned AIPAC, the pro-Israel group. They formed a sister group called Citizens for a Nuclear Free Iran, and they are the ones who expect to spend up to $40 million. And there's a group, J Street, which is a liberal group that supports Israel, and is, you know, more aligned with the Democratic Party, and they're only planning on spending $5 million. So there's an 8-to-1 ratio here. There's a large amount of money going into, you know, ads, as you mentioned, and a variety of other things, even lobbying different members of Congress to oppose the deal. So there's a lot of money being thrown around in an attempt to turn public opinion against the deal. But at the same time, we should recognize that many Americans still are in support of it, and the vast majority of the world is in support of it. You know, there have been polls done of French and British public opinion, and the vast majority of people support the deal.
That was Ben Norton, a freelance journalist based in New York City and author of the recent article titled "Media and Nuclear Deal Opponents Continue to Spread Debunked Myth Iran Will Monitor Itself." Find more discussion on corporate media coverage of the Iran nuclear deal by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.